Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is time for our spring membership drive, and more about that in just a minute. It's also time, and it's always time, to get your finances in order. And to do that and to help us with that today, joining us now is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner and has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, as always, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ann. It's wonderful to be with you again.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning again, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll get Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It is a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And remember, these thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, what do you know about why people struggle to get their act together when it comes to finances?
Well, first you can thank Madison Avenue for basically convincing people they're not happy unless they have more stuff. A lot of people are struggling and may not be making the wisest use of their money. I mean, the one that I keep harping on are cars. And people buy cars they can't afford. They take out long loans. Average now is about 6 years. Or they lease a car, which I think is even worse. Mm-hmm. Because they're trading their cars too frequently. And I've studied this, and it doesn't make me too popular in Detroit, but I have found that the best way, the second best way, if you have to buy a new car, is to buy a new car but hold on to it for 10 years. The very best way is to buy a four-year-old car after the sucker who bought it, you know, leased it or whatever, got rid of it, and it's wrung out most of its depreciation. Buy a four-year-old car and keep it for 4 years. Cars will last a long time. So, you know, part of it is cars. If you're going from car loan to car loan to car loan, that's money that should be put away toward your future. Some people have what I refer to as edifice complexes. They like, you know, they're always unhappy with their current home and they want a bigger home. So there are plenty of ways to spend your money. And, you know, the old saying, pay yourself first, is so important. You know, let's put it this way. If you can't put money into a retirement account, or if you've got a reasonably good income and can't put the maximum into the retirement account, mm-hmm. Something is wrong. But don't tell me I can't afford it, because you can. It's going to take a little sacrifice, a little, you know, become a wiser consumer, or just quit buying stuff, and you'll do fine, and you'll be happier in the long run.
You wrote a lot about that after the 2008 recession, or maybe even during it. It was when you first started writing about that, that people had to rethink what their priorities are, and it sounds sort of unscientific, but it's a bottom line issue.
It certainly is, and the Money Smarts book is something where I emphasize becoming a good steward of your money and a wiser consumer, but it's something that needs to be retold. There are people that are doing just fine on the same income as others who are struggling. I mean, I remember once a woman who was making. She was making $17,000 a year. This was a while back. And she was saving $7,000 of that $17,000. And I remember it was on a phone-in show. And I made a flippant remark, which I subsequently apologized to her for. But I said, well, how is it living with mommy and daddy? And she says, no, I have an apartment, but I just, you know, am frugal. And she had accumulated enough money to be able to buy a condo. So this was great. This was great. But
that was a long time ago, but I actually earned that much, that little money a long time ago and survived.
That's right.
614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for my guest, PBS financial expert Jonathan Pond. Give us a call right now with your questions or comments. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Our gifts, thank you gifts to you if you call to support the show and the station today during our spring membership drive. $5 a month as a sustainer, the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. $10 a month as a sustainer, Money Smarts Financial Planner. $10 a month as a sustainer, or $10 a month as a sustainer, Money Smarts Investment Planner. And $20 a month as a sustainer, you get the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo, which is the book, both the financial planner and the investment planner, coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, also a 1-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. Now, the financial planners and the investment planners are very personalized, Jonathan Pond. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. The no two are alike. I think somebody once calculated that the chances of two being exactly identical were like 1 in 6 to the 21st power. I mean, it's a big number, but they're based on a questionnaire. You get the questionnaire after you make your gift, and then WOSU is out of the loop. It's between you and me, and then you send in the questionnaire when you want, either by fill it out by hand and mail it to us or email it, and then you will receive a report in fairly short order that covers Money Smarts Financial Planner covers all areas of your financial life except investing. Things like getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, planning for retirement, making sure your estate planning is up to date, figuring out how to pay for college if you've got kids to educate. Otherwise, we don't waste your time with it. These are truly personalized. Minimizing your income taxes, planning your retirement. If you're already retired, you get a completely different report. But as one couple commented, it's like Jonathan is sitting in our living room dispensing advice based upon a good knowledge of our situation. So the questionnaires, though, are simple to fill out and complete, and they're entirely confidential. And you get the report, and it's going to make a difference. I mean, you're just going to find that you can understand it. It's going to be positive. And it'll give you a plan, and it'll show you what you need to do, and it also lists in order of priority.
Yeah.
Because I put a lot of stuff in there. No one's situation is perfect. But then I don't want you to feel overwhelmed, so you get a priority listing. This is what's most important, and then go on down the list.
Thanks to Joseph Chute in Columbus and Pam Purdom in Powell for your support of 89.7 MBR News during our 2016 spring membership drive. The number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make your show of support right now. 1-866-897-9678. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, we welcome questions. I love it when people call up and bring in their own stories and their own questions, more things than I could ever think of. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. It's been a crazy first quarter of the year, Jonathan Pond. No, especially when it comes to the stock market.
No, it sure has. We had a lousy first 6 weeks of the quarter, first half of the first quarter, and then a really gangbusters positive close out to the quarter. April has started out a pretty negative simply because there's a concern about the corporate profit reports that are coming out, certainly the first few weeks of April. But by and large, you have to not dwell on the day-to-day vicissitudes of the market. Otherwise, you go nuts. Mm-hmm. And dwell on where you want to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. And suck it up when you're losing money. Everybody hates to lose money. But as the legendary Warren Buffett said once, you know, be greedy when everybody is fearful and fearful when everybody is greedy. And that's the way. It's called contrarian. But I happen to look at down markets as a buying opportunity. And more difficult, actually, is up markets as a selling opportunity. But that's the way it works. And over the long run, people who maintain a steady course, maybe do a little bit of contrarian type investing, should do fine. They will do fine. That's the way it's been. We have to base the future on history. Those that say this time it's different are crazy. They're probably trying to sell you something. It's always been the same way. I mean, the economy could stink this year, could be pretty strong. Who knows? You can't predict these things. Those who think they can should be encouraged to seek immediate mental health counseling.
Thanks to Brenda and Mike Spurlock in Columbus and Brenda Miles in Columbus for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. The pledge you make today goes to pay for programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides, all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. They're all paid for with listener support, and in return, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. You can go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. If you have questions about any of the thank you gifts we're offering, you can probably learn more by going to WOSU.org and just checking it out online. You don't have to go online, though, if you don't want to. You can call 1-866-897-9678, and our operators there will be happy to answer any questions you may have. Susan in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi. I appreciate you taking my call. And Jonathan, I've just recently turned in, but I'm very interested in what you're saying, and I have an experience to share. I am a nurse, and I'm a holistic wellness coach. And basically, I work with clients who are looking to lose weight. And when we first start talking, very many of them tell me they can't afford to buy what they put in quotes good food. And when I drill down in terms of where their grocery dollars are going, what I often find are opportunities if they eliminate foods like buying soda pop, potato chips, processed foods. They not only can afford to buy good food, they could even afford to buy like organic food that they think is totally out of touch, because if they make some adjustments. So I think many people are not aware of where those grocery dollars are going.
Well, that's an excellent point, Susan. And, as their health improves, they probably feel better physically.
Absolutely.
They'll feel better about themselves. Their kids will thrive, and it all works. And this is... this is a story that needs to be told. I mean, it's as you will agree, in your area, small steps are easy, just like in the money area. Small steps are easy, and the payoff is astronomical.
Yes, and I think that's a perfect way to encourage people to make those small steps, because those do lead to greater steps down the line, and then it's not so overwhelming. But if they start small and say, well, I'm going to eliminate soda pop, and they would be amazed at, one, the number of calories that they save, and then, two, the amount of dollars that they save. So thank you for sharing your message. I look forward to hearing the rest of this broadcast.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brian in Delaware, you're on the air. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Go ahead.
My question is, after getting out of a financially devastating marriage, I'm saddled with debt, some of which is in collections and not accumulating interest, some of which is on credit cards, and earning about 29% interest for people other than myself.
You mean, yeah, okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
My question is this. Is there some formula at which it becomes better for me to invest in a 401k, an IRA, that I'm going to earn between 5 and 10% interest on, as opposed to taking all of my extra cash, throwing it at that debt, and eliminating that albatross?
Okay. Boy, I couldn't ask for a better question, Brian, because I have a controversial response to this, and yet it's never been challenged, and the people who have heard it have thanked me for it. First of all, nothing in your financial life is either or. It's not either paying off the debt or contributing to your 401k. What I would suggest you do, if you're chock-a-block with debt, is take 60%, maybe two-thirds of what's left over, put it toward the debt. But also always, every month, put something toward your retirement savings. There's, you know, paying down debt is a bummer. It's not good for the soul. But providing for the future is a really important thing to do. And just as we talked with Susan about the psychological aspects of our respective businesses, and this is going to make you feel like you do have a future when you're also going to build up a little cushion in the event of a financial emergency. Now, people will say, well, you're nuts, you know, to invest so you earn 5% when you've got 29% debt. Well, first of all, you pay the 29% debt. If, you know, whatever you allocate toward paying down debt, pay down the high interest debt. But I don't care. It's a small price to pay for you to gradually build up some savings for the future. So do a little bit of both. As you pay the debt down, you start to see light at the end of the tunnel. Reduce the amount you put toward the debt, put a little more into your 401k, and you'll be fine. Yeah, it's going to take you longer to pay off the debt. Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot of interest, but at least you're looking toward the future with what you're able to put away. And you save some taxes on that, by the way, too, by contributing to your 401k.
Brian in Delaware, thanks a lot for that call. If anyone else out there has a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, it is our spring membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you'll listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, they're paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert who is my guest this hour. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Debbie Dowler in London and John and Mary Merrill in Columbus for your support. Making a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, and you can pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you get Jonathan's book. That's for the pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The best deal of the day for the pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package. Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's at $20 a month, withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org. It takes just a few minutes. Or likewise, call 1-866-897-9678. And we want to put the emphasis on personalized. WOSU doesn't have access to any of this information. Jonathan mentioned earlier, the odds are almost indescribably small that you'll ever get any kind of investment advice or finance planning advice that would look like anyone else's. Everything is personalized.
even the investment recommendations are personalized, and that and we're probably the only ones that do that, because you know most of these financial services companies are lazy and they recommend the same thing for everybody. We recommend different investments in the Money Smarts Investment Planner depending upon your financial circumstances, your comfort with taking risk, whether the money is going into a retirement account or a non-retirement account. So you get a you get a customized list that is unlike others, and I had somebody look at this, a former classmate of mine who was a partner in one of these huge firms, and he accused me of trying to put them out of business. And I said, no, I'm not trying to put them out of business, but I'm committed to public media, and I enjoy doing this. This is an awful lot of work, but I enjoy it because I'm making a difference in your financial future, just like you're making a difference in WOSU's financial future. Well, the symbiosis here is just amazing, and it's fine for me, it's fine for WOSU, and I want to make it fine for you. But you need to call in. It's exclusive, and do consider the $20 a month as a sustainer. They tell me in Pledge Central that this is doing very nicely, and that's a wonderful show of support. But you'll receive both the Money Smarts Financial Planner, looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you other than investing, plus you get the Money Smarts Investment Planner that takes an in-depth look at your investments. We had a call earlier. One of the things about this, I mean, this is complicated, but it's called a priority list of where you should put your investments. What investments are best for you? Is it the 401k? Is it an IRA? Is it a Roth IRA? Which is the best place for your money? Well, I know enough about you based upon your questionnaire responses to be able to give you that advice. And also the Money Smarts Financial Planner, it's my favorite part of it, is the priority list. You could have as many as 60, sometimes even more, recommendations. That doesn't mean your situation is all messed up. It probably means your life, financial life, is pretty complicated. But I don't want you to sit there and say 60 recommendations and then do nothing. So I put together a priority list, starting with what's most important for you to get done. I'll tell you what the highest priority item is. If you're, you know, you got some young kids, and that's to get a will. And then it works down the list, and so you'll be able to check off that you're doing these important things, and then you just work down the list. And that's why so many people, Ann, take advantage of this every year. Now I gather that because the stations report this to me. We don't know. We don't keep the names. Right. We don't keep the questionnaires, but they do it every year as their annual membership support. Because their situation has changed, the planners have certainly changed, and they can get an update on their overall financial situation.
1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now. And thank you for all your support of 89.7 NPR News. We have an email from Scott that brings up a current event. He asks, how will the new financial advisor regulations released this week by the Obama administration affect me as an investor? I currently have a simplified employee pension IRA managed by an Edward Jones advisor.
It's unlikely that there will be any changes necessitated in your situation, but if there are, starting in about a year, they will have to change the way that they recommend investments to you, and they will start having to use the obligation of putting your interests above their own. That's a big step for many of these firms. So some of them, many of them, won't have to change because they already invest in that fashion. If perchance they do, there's going to be more disclosure, and they're likely to be required to change the investments they recommend to those which assess lower fees than you're paying now. So overall, this is a positive. I worry about the amount of fine print in these, but there's a year now where they will flesh this out, and I think that most companies, including the one you mentioned, are pretty much forthright now, so they're not going to have to change much in the way they do. Others may.
We have just about 30 minutes or 29 minutes left. Give us a call to show your support, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you. Sasha in Richwood, you're on the air. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I have a question about what I should do with an old 401k. I have an OPERS account now. So
a public employee's account, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So would it be best for me to put that into an IRA, Roth IRA, a PRS savings account? How would that work best?
Okay, well, Sasha, most, and I'll know more about you with the investment planner, so it could be a little more specific, but generally you would want to roll it over to an IRA. You wouldn't be able to take a fund that was funded with deductible dollars, in other words, it was funded with pre-tax dollars, and roll it into a Roth. But you will be able to roll it into a traditional IRA. And the reason I say that is that the choices in a traditional IRA are sometimes, if not often, lower cost. And secondly, there are just more choices. And more choices are better. If perchance you're the selections and you're very comfortable with the plan that you're in, and although you've separated from service, you can keep it within that plan. But most people are best served by rolling it over into an IRA. If nothing else, it's gonna impel you to learn a little bit more about investing, Sasha. So okay. Go to it.
Thank you.
All right, Sasha, thank you. Thanks for the call. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org if you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, PBS financial expert, my guest this hour. Thanks to Judith Albeck in Worthington and also Ashley Rhea or Ray in New Albany. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it. If you want to show your support right now, make a pledge for our spring membership drive. The number to call is 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. Yay. And you get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And also, for just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you your personalized investment advice. Pick the pledge level that works for you. $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News and helps keep All Sides on the air. Have your sustaining membership withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And we have a comment from Sylvia, who just made a pledge. She wrote, "Thanks for all the great programming. As an active duty Army soldier, I support NPR in all the local areas that I am stationed at. It gives me a feeling of community and lets me be a part of the new place I am at." You know, I relate to that so much, Jonathan Pond, because the first time I ever made a pledge to public media, I was traveling across the country during a year and a half doing a job that required constant travel. I literally lived on the road in hotels. And NPR started to be my home away from home. And I think I made my first pledge. I was $20. I could still remember that. I was like, whoa. And I just graduated from college. And it was somewhere in Minnesota. So I know. I mean, wherever we would go, we would just keep kind of turning the dial down toward where the public radio stations are, and we'd always find our little home. So thank you, Sylvia, for reminding me
of that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to Ann Krosky in Columbus and John Van Domelen in Columbus. Thanks for your support. Again, if you want to give us a call and show your support, the number's 1-866 877-897-9678. And Dave in Westerville, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond.
Hi, 53 years old, annual income around $200,000. Have about $750,000 in my retirement, of which $50,000 is a Roth IRA. Do I use the $50,000 to pay off a child's college expense?
No. Let the Roth run.
Okay.
I think pay it off over time out of your income.
Okay.
And but the Roth is golden for you. It's going to make such a difference, and particularly if you are able to afford, which you should be. Or if you think you can't, I will personally come and visit you with my foam rubber bat and beat you about the head and shoulders. But if you can pass that Roth on to the children or grandchildren, I mean, it's just an amazing emolument. It's absolutely amazing what you can do. And you might want to continue doing some Roth conversions along the way. But I wouldn't touch the Roth to pay off a student debt, no. It'd be playing on my mind and your mind.
Appreciate okay. the response.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, our PBS Financial, well, not ours, but a friend of ours who is a PBS Financial expert and joins us for our membership drives only, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.com. Org. Wow. I mean, you also talk about helicopter children, mm-hmm. The kids who come back and have no problem going back and back and back and back for yep. more from mom and dad.
It's a huge problem. There's going to be quite a bit of media play on this. I think it's going to be picked up by national public radio. But What I'm seeing in my travels and my work with individuals and families is there's a certain cohort of children and with enabling parents who simply are decimating the parents' estate because they're starting to live off their parents. And it tears their self-esteem apart. Eventually, they just don't even want to look for a job. I had a situation recently where when I'm talking with people about this, I suggest as a last step, you know, put them on welfare. Tell them to go on welfare. And lo and behold, a woman called back, a recent widow, and said, my son's going on welfare. I said, that's great. I said, has he ever earned a living? He said, well, you know, he's made $10,000 a year occasionally. And I said, man, it'll be nice maybe to get him off the family dole because this woman couldn't really afford to continue with this. And I said, well, you know, this is one. When did this start? She said, right after college. And I said, well, how old is he now? And she said, 63. I mean, this is just.
That's just, I shouldn't laugh because no. It's actually sad.
I had another one come in with his, it was just, you know, he was living off his parents, and I said, well, have him come in with a budget. He came in with a budget, and it was $120,000 a year he said he needed. This is a huge problem, and the reason I bring it up is, remember, there's a thin line between helping a kid through a rough patch and providing them with a lifetime annuity. And parents don't realize what that can do to their financial future. And I hate to say it, but the kids don't care. So this is a tough issue, and I'm doing a lot of this in my media work because I think it's a story that needs to be told.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News right now. 1-866-897-9678. You can also go online to WOSU.org. And if you're young and just getting started, one great way to start feeling that sense of independence that's healthy and normal and that you should be shooting for is to, you know, make your first pledge to public media right now. 1-866-897-9678. At any level, whatever you can afford, do it now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Is a home still a good investment, Jonathan Pond?
Sure is. I think if it's affordable, and that's, you know, and it can be a stretch, but if it's affordable, the lenders will tell you if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And you expect to be in the house for at least 5 years, I would get into the rat race of home ownership. Let me put it this way. If you can retire mortgage free, it's awfully hard to have a bad retirement. It really is. I mean, I can literally bifurcate it between those who are mortgage free and you know, have done some reasonable savings, not a lot. They don't need a lot. And those who either have a mortgage or are renting, but particularly those that have a big mortgage, it's going to be a challenge in retirement. So the sooner you get on the bandwagon, the better, and get the mortgage paid off. Don't figure you got to buy a bigger house, and it makes a difference. I don't buy the notion that home ownership is dead. Actually, home ownership is the interest in home ownership is causing shortages now in some areas of the country, and I find that to be a rather salubrious condition. So it's something people should do. And you're in an area where housing prices are generally more reasonable, and hence, younger people can get into a house, mm-hmm. perhaps a lot sooner than those who are, you know, living on either coast.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we do have a shortage, but it's definitely affordable still. 1-866-897-9678 to show your support today during our spring membership drive. Thanks to Philip and Yoko Brown in Dublin and also Julie Jenkins in Columbus. Thank you so much. Appreciate your support so much. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. Or go online to WOSU.org. We don't have any calls pending for Jonathan Pond. So if you want to get in on that, have a question or comment for Jonathan, you can call 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. An email from Jim. He says, I received one of Mr. Pond's combined financial plans when I donated a few years back, but I've not filled it out and mailed it in. Is there an expiration date for mailing these in? And by the way, you can also do these online. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Jim, you layabout. No. There's
thank you for your support, Jim.
Thank you for your support. There is no deadline. I'm happy to service the recalcitrants among the out there. So most people want to fill it out, but that's okay. You know, you may be in a situation where you've got an event coming up or maybe changing jobs or whatever, and you want to take advantage of it later on. That's fine. There's no time limit. The only time limit, my friend Ann, is what? About 15 minutes to mm-hmm. take advantage of this.
Right.
Because I take this Mary Clam Bake back to my home in Boston, and that's it, at least until the next time that I'm invited to pontificate, pun not intended, on WOSU. So please call in now. 866-897-9678 or online WOSU.org. And whatever fits your pocketbook, as Ann said, $5 a month up to $20 a month. The $20 a month, I think, is a wonderful opportunity to first receive my book, my weekly blog, and the two planners, the financial planner and the investment planner. The contents of these are understandable, mm-hmm. they're helpful, they're hopeful, and they will make a difference in your financial future. I don't care. You may think you got your financial act together. Well, nay, I'll come up with some ideas that'll help you do even better. You may think you don't have two pennies to rub together. Those are the ones I really love to do, because I'll show you and I'll encourage you to take some steps that are gonna really help you, and you'll feel great about your financial future.
1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org to show that support right now. Once again, whatever you can afford, Jonathan Palm would be the last person on earth to say, go beyond, you know, spend beyond your means. But within your means, what you can afford to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, it's an investment in your community. It's an investment in your everyday life, because you listen to us every single day. 1-866-897-9678. Let's get to a call. Hi, Jill in Columbus. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to first say that I really believe in everything that he is saying. My husband and I really started out with nothing, being on a college fellowship and all that. But we had the discipline, I guess, to save what we could. And along the way, we've done very well by having the discipline and the right people, I guess, at the right times in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I did kind of want to address the situation with a mortgage, being mortgage-free in retirement. I think there's two answers to that. First, when we refinanced the last time, our mortgage rate is very, very low. It's below 3%. And we did that knowing we weren't going to be mortgage-free in retirement. But really, the principle that you're talking about retiring, it's not that much. And then also, you're going ongoingly have the property taxes and insurance to pay. That's never going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel maybe it depends upon how financially secure you are, what you already have put away. But that principal savings could really be significantly low and not really offer a tremendous benefit.
That's true, Jill. What worries me, though, is, and I don't know whether this is your situation, when interest rates dropped and you refinance it, you refinance over a longer period of time.
No, the bank that we went with was a mortgage bank, not a commercial bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not pay any points or anything like that.
Yeah, but how many years did you have to run on the loan originally?
We refinanced a couple of times, but this bank refinances to the amount of years you have left.
Okay.
They don't tack anything on.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. But the other thing, and you didn't bring it up, Jill, but I will, and people, because sometimes it tax people and whatever, lenders will say, well, if you pay it off sooner, you're going to miss out on the mortgage deduction. And that's a bunch of hooey, the mortgage interest deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way. If you're in the 25% tax bracket, for every $1,000 in mortgage interest you pay, you save $250. If you think that's a good deal, I'm sure I could set up a business where you give me $1,000 and I'll give you $300 back. I mean, it's just the mortgage interest deduction just isn't that worthwhile. So you're doing fine, Jill, and you understand the drill, and go forth, do well, enjoy your retirement when that comes. Thank you.
Hey, Jill, thank you for that call. Thanks to Charles Winslow in Columbus and Patricia Reardon in Baltimore, of course, Baltimore, Ohio. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News, and thanks for listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Always love hearing from our listeners when they call in with their questions, with their comments. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. 1-866-897-9678. Give us a call and show your support. You can also go online to WOSU.org. An email from Ellen asks, what is a living revocable trust and who should have one?
Okay, a living revocable trust. Revocable simply means that you can change it at any time before death. And a living simply means you set it up during your lifetime. These are useful for some people. I think they're a bit of too much for others. The attorney that handles your estate planning could advise you. Simply don't go to somebody who advertises living trusts. Because I think a lot of people who have living trusts really don't need them. And yet, if particularly if you're single and don't have heirs, sometimes a living trust can be helpful. So either way, you're not making a mistake with a living trust. They're not the be-all and end-all. They don't save any taxes. They do avoid probate proceedings, but probate proceedings aren't necessarily that onerous. So, again, the planner will help with that, the Money Smarts financial planner, once I know a little more about you.
Okay, I'm going to turn to Ron now in Columbus. You're on the air with Jonathan Ponderon. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I have a question. I'm entering retirement, and I have two questions. Right now I'm invested with pre-tax dollars of all sorts in the Voya Company and the Fidelity Company. Is one different than the other? Is one better than the other for me? And the second question is, once I retire and I start pulling my pre-tax dollars when I turn 70, should I be invested in municipals so I don't have to pay taxes on the to avoid capital gain taxes? Those are my two questions.
Okay, Ron. First thing, as far as comparing Voya with Fidelity, you know, if you want investment advice, Voya is a fine organization. If you want to make your own decisions, stick with Fidelity, where you can make your own decisions, and they have various support for that. The municipals, when you have to start making minimum distributions, the municipals, and particularly because the interest they pay is so low, is going to be dwarfed by the amount of the distribution. So I don't think I would get hung up on municipals as a way to avoid taxes. If you want to avoid taxes, buy individual stocks or tax-efficient exchange-traded funds, which will be discussed in your Money Smarts investment planner. I'll bring those issues up. Those generally yield very low capital gains, if any, and that's fine. What you put into your pre-tax accounts is your retirement accounts is neither here nor there. You can put it in anything, and you're just going to have to pay minimum distributions on it. There are worse things than having to pay taxes on MRDs, though.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for that call. Thanks to Jason Malicki in Columbus and also Kelly Ciola in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We have just about 6 or 7 minutes left in the hour to show your support for this kind of programming. If this is something you care about, if this is something you want to tell people that you support, if this is a way you want to invest a little bit of your money, give what you can afford. 1-866-897-9678. We have less than 10 minutes remaining. Let's get 10 more pledges. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that call right now. Michael in Bexley, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond.
Oh, hi. Yeah, my question is about financial planning fees, and I just whenever I do my my taxes, my accountant always reminds me that of how much the fees are that I'm being charged, and I think what I'm paying now is 1.25%.
Okay, that's for investment advice, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 1.25% isn't out of line. It's typical that the accountants would bring that up. You might want to look at the robo-advisors like Vanguard and others that simply will charge a fraction of that. You're not going to get any hand-holding with them or very little hand-holding. But 1.25% is a bit rich, but it's not out of line. If you're happy with them, you know, you generally go with the horse that brung you to the party. But otherwise, thanks a lot for your question,
all right, Michael.
And we bring that up in the investment planner. Yep. Again, $10 a month, you can take advantage of either the financial planner, which looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you other than investing, or the investment planner, which takes a focus on your investments, gives you investment suggestions, shows you where the best places to put your money are, and shows you, most importantly, how to diversify your various investments. That's so crucial. And at $20 a month as a sustainer, the combo, which includes both of the aforementioned, and there's no overlap between them, as well as my book, Money Smarts, and weekly blog, and what have you. But, you know, there are a couple of minutes left, so please either go to WOSU.org or call the friendly operators at 866-897-9678. And I've been in the WOSU studios, mm-hmm. and they are friendly, and they're smiling.
1-866.
Make them busy, though. Make them busy. Make them feel overwhelmed right now. Please do call in. Hey, you know, I talk a lot about investing and dividends and what have you. In your area of the country, WOSU is the only investment you can make that pays dividends every day of the year. And that's so important, not only for you and your friends, but for everybody in the community, those that are blessed with resources like you are, and those that are more aspirational. They're starting out. And I can't say enough about WOSU and what a vital community resource it is, richly deserving of whatever level you can afford right now.
Thanks to David Stiver in Dayton and Kelly Gibbs in Circleville, also Matthew Nelson in Grove City and Tracy Davis in Columbus. We have just six to go now in about 3 minutes. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you. 1-866-897-9678. Let me go over just really quickly. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the calls and the emails today. It was great. As usual, weren't they just the best questions?
Well, they are. I mean,
what do you need me for?
I've lived in university towns, so I expect to be challenged, and they're just great. They're great questions. I've been writing them down. I mean, I'm going to go back and make sure the planners cover everything that Susan and Brian and Sasha and Sylvia and Dave and Jill and Ron and Michael have brought up.
Quick email from Josh, though, I want to get to real quick. I'm beginning to work for myself and receive paychecks with no taxes kept mm-hmm. out. What is a good plan to withhold my own taxes so I have the money when it comes time to pay them?
Yeah, very important to do. Mm-hmm. File quarterly.
Yep.
Your first quarterly payment is due with taxes. That's particularly brutal in April. And then you pay them in June, September, and January. Be sure to make your payments, otherwise the penalties are draconian. And by the way, but this will be covered in your investment planner, if you can afford to put a little bit of money away, the solo 401k or self-employed 401k is a great tool to put money away for retirement if you're self-employed.
1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Mary Dickinson in Columbus and Shirley Keller in Dublin. Four to go. Oh, we got Thomas Diamond in Columbus. Just three left to go and a little over 1 minute to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember to support your local public radio station, 89.7 NPR News, during our spring membership drive. And thanks, as always, to Jonathan Pond for all of your help, for all of your support, for all these years. It's priceless. Thank you so much.
Well, Ann, I thank you a bit, and I thank your listeners, or should I say listener members, mm-hmm. even more. So it's a great show of support, and it's so well-deserved. And you just do such great stuff, Anne, as you know, as you should know.
Thank
anyway.
You. Thank you, Jonathan. Thanks to Andrea Vaughn in Glenview, Illinois. Two more to go. Wow. All the way from Glenview, Illinois. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Wherever you're listening from, show your support. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks again to Jonathan Pond. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for your calls and for your emails. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Two more to go. Thanks a lot.
Live from